राधे
जगद्गुरु कृपालु परिषद प्रेजेंटिंग चेंज योर थॉट्स चेंज योर लाइफ पॉडकास्ट फॉर अ बेटर एग्जिस्टेंस।
Maharaji, he talks about Maya as the great illusion, how we are so besotted by Maya and we can't see through it. He gives the example of a dog with a dry bone. You'll know this one. And the dog is chewing the bone, and his own saliva and blood from chewing a dry bone makes the dog think, ah, how tasty is this? How tasty. In the meanwhile, a powerful, fierce lion comes into the area. The dog immediately sees that lion and stands with the bone in its mouth and runs, not in fear of the lion, but in fear that the lion's going to take away its tasty food. When if we were to see that, we'd laugh and we'd say, oh, silly dog, seriously? There's no meat on that bone. Crazy. But the Rasik Mahapurush, they look at us and they go, crazy. You people. A verse, Lohita Shukla Krishnam, it explains. This whole Maya environment is made of three gunas, sattvic, rajas, tamas. And you could say it's our playing pen to find the happiness. I will find it. So some say, I'm going to go up into the Swargalok, the celestial heavens. Others say, no, it's all in the human form, etc. Sri Maharaji says the gunas, sattvic, rajas, tamas, they're also manifest in food and inanimate objects and the environment. A sattvic diet, for example, is just plain boiled vegetables like this, pulses and grains, but without spice, not fried, etc. Very plain, natural food. A rajasic diet, on the other hand, is to fry it up and put in the spices and chilies, etc. And a tamasic diet is to drink alcohol and meat. And accordingly, one's attracted to a sattvic lifestyle, then they go up into the celestial heavens. The predomination of human beings, they are of this environment and they are rajasic. And Maharaji says even more in this age, you have the majority of tamasic. Tamasic means that they are full of anger, full of aggression, they're full of frustration, they're full of violence. Rajasic, they enjoy their senses. The sattvic have a more elevated, more peaceful, contented state. But even in the sattvic environment, though the predominating quality is sattva, the harmonious, the gentle, the peaceful, still you can find, very, very strongly you can find the presence of rajas and the presence of tamas. Really? It's there. Absolutely, it is there. And every now and again, the devatas, etc., they manifest rajo tamo gunas. Sri Maharaji says that Dhruv on earth was doing such a penance that Indra became concerned. He thought, if this person keeps going in that way, he'll get my seat of the King of Heaven. And so he became jealous of Dhru. And he sent down a celestial maiden, Aspara, sent down to interrupt Dhru's penance, his practice. Maharaji says, why? What can't you just allow this person to do this penance? Why are you getting involved? Why are you spoiling it for this person, Dhru? Why are you doing this, Indra? Indra says, because my seat, my King of Heaven seat is under threat. So, similarly, there are wars, there's Rajas, etc., but the predominating quality is Sattvic. And these people of the Sattvic disposition are like the dog. They want happiness, they want power, they want longevity, they want beauty. And so I'll find it in these things. And you say, that's very different than the dog and the bone. And Maharaj, no difference. And here, on this material plane, earth, Mrityulok, here, well, if I get this, I marry into this family, marry into that person, have these children, I get nice things like a good house and a car and respect from society, I become powerful, I become famous. Dog with a bone. It's all temporary. That's why. And then you come down to Tamasic. Well, let me war with you. Let me kill you. Let me do all these things to you so that I can get happiness. And Maharaji says there's a big, 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 big problem. Back to the dog with the bone. We always think that if I, and when it comes, well, it is nice, I must admit, but I'll just put it here. And what else can I have? What else can I get? And eventually death comes, and it's finished, and all the pieces on the board have to move. Because Maharaji says, if you love a sattvic person, then their qualities will enter you. And if your love is very strong, your attachment to such a person is very strong, you'll rise upwards. Same if you love a rajasic person. Same if you love a tamasic person, you'll go accordingly. So when death occurs, there's a big movement. Some souls do get the human form again. Some souls get the form of the animal world, the plant world, etc. Some souls get the body and environment of the celestial. Some go into Naraklok, the hellish regions, all to find happiness. And do not, cannot understand that it is not here. It is not here. And so we have always been going in this amazing cycle of Maya, the wheel of samsara. How poetical it sounds. Yes, this turning of birth and death. But it's scary. And we don't know any different. No idea. None. Until, by grace, a Mahapurush, a genuine saint, comes into our life and says, no, not bhakti and not mukti. He explains all about this material realm and he says, clearly you will not find happiness here. And then he says, mukti, though it is of the divine nature liberation, you will not find happiness there. And then he talks about, Shasti, Samitya, Saloka, the closeness and God's form, etc. But you will go to Vaikunth. He explains it so clearly about Nishkam Prem. we get this opportunity. We hear such words, and they challenge us to our very core of our being. I am habitual, I know how this works, but this, I haven't experienced it, but Maharaji, how can I deny his personality and what he is saying and his authority on all the scriptural writings and what he's doing and what he's done? How can I deny that? But so Maharaji says, you have to attach your mind first to Hari Guru by following the practice as prescribed by the Guru, and you will lessen your attachment to the world to such an extent you say it's dull as ditch water. Dull. Today, I saw a fellow driving past in a big swanky Bentley with nice trimmed hair. Now, look, I don't know. I don't know about who that person is. Could have been a Mahapurush, so be careful. But in general, you see these things and you go, oh, yawn. So Maharaji says, you know, when a young lady, she marries into a family, marries a man and inherits the family and all the chattels and the home, etc., and leaves her family home, leaves it, goes and lives there. Now she says, these things are mine. Oh, I mean, yes, that was my bedroom and my mother and father, but, you know, that's not my house anymore, not really my bedroom anymore either. Here it is. And so Maharaji says, you can't forcibly insist people to accept the philosophy of Bhakti Yoga. You have to understand it. Deeply understand it, profoundly. And once you understand it, then you say, well, this world is a bit dull like ditch water. I mean, yes, the mountains, the Himalayas, etc. is very attractive, but without Radha Krishna and my Maharaji in there, I can't see them. It's just a pastime. You're dismissing all the attractions of the world as just a pastime, speeding to your grave, speeding to death? oh, dear. So let's hear what Maharaji says. We do know, and he says you have to do devotion, have to attach your mind. And the way to do that is Rup Dhyan, and doing Kirtan as an aid. Kirtanam, Shravanam, Smaranam, to meditate on the divine form, hearing and listening and singing. But, lots of buts. There's no compromise on this. It has to be 100%, as our Maharaji would say. So he says, imagine you are given medicine and you really need the medicine. It's going to help you. But you just keep the medicine in your hand and you don't swallow it. Useless. You take the medicine. Oh, I know. I don't want to swallow it, like the doctor said. I'm going to put it on my head. Useless. Well, look, rather than swallow it, I'm just going to lie straight on my back and put the medicine on my belly button. Useless. You have to swallow the medicine so that it can enter the bloodstream, and then you get the benefit. Similarly, Maharaji says you can climb the highest mountain, Mount Everest, wearing clothes or without clothes. You can do any kind of penance, anything you like, but if your mind is not attached through devotion to Radha, Krishna and Guru, if you're not visualizing their form, you're not going to their court, so to speak, then it's zero. You know, some people, they point, Maharaji says there are examples of souls that just took them 7 days and they became a Mahapurush. And he was referring to one person who was an illiterate villager, not Parikshit, someone else. And so there are souls, it seems, that in one day or 7 days, they achieve. Oh, why can't I? that's a good thing to say. I have that optimism and that confidence. I will commit myself like they did. But we don't. Maharaji said these people did not achieve it in 7 days or one day, whatever it might be. They've had many, many lifetimes of devotion, and they didn't complete their surrender. They get to this particular life. They've got 0.1% to go. The Mahapurush comes into their life. They meet. They do devotion, and boom, they succeed. And then we might say, oh, but, you know, I'm not like that. Then Maharaji said the answer is simple. Then get earning. Get to work. Start your devotion. Build a crew. Come on, he would say. No excuses. So in this way, from the dog with the bone all the way through Maya, it is an illusion. Powerful. You can't see through it. And the Mahapurush is a spiritual doctor who comes and he says, this is the medicine, devotion karo. Do it, as I say, have faith in me, and you will finally achieve genuine, ever-increasing, ever-new, supreme love of Sri Radha Krishna. It will not fade and become old and disappear and become boring. No, no. This is an eternal experience, never to be brought back into Maya under the yoke of illusion again. To make the decision, I have how many years left in my life? All right, let's say, give you the benefit of the doubt. I may have 20 years. Good. Utilize it. Get to work. Don't be distracted by the bones. Lardali lala ki jay. Radhe.
Thank you for joining Jagat Guru Kripalu Parishad podcast.